Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonniewell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Show. True straight up, except about our pictures in the intro, which are a little dated. Brought to you by who?
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Yeah, the picture there with where it's got Rev and Chuck standing in front of our fireplace after winning a golf award. Rev is now as tall as Chuck.
Yeah, he's 6'3", he's at age 14. So, and it continues to grow. The little Baron Trump there going. He won't be quite as big as Baron, but he's going to be pretty tall.
Okay, we're going to have coming up at the bottom of the hour, Bruce Baker, Westminster mayoral candidate, and Kathy Stroud, a Westminster City Council candidate. That's obviously election day all over the place. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on. And by the way, vote no on LL and MM in Colorado. And coming up here in a second.
Vote no. Every time they tell you a tax.
Yeah, just vote no.
It's a left-wing.
Right.
Garbage pail.
We're going to get John Conlon on now. And Jacob's already talking about this. The big election, clearly, everybody's talking about is the one, the primary in New York City. And
I'm talking about that. That one's over.
we got John Conlon, who's going to talk about it with
us.
So, hey, John, we'll just jump right into
John.
It. Welcome to the show. Thanks for your time again.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
So, you had a great call. We had actually talked to Robert Spencer, who with Jihad Watch, and he had written a column about kind of similar to yours, although his was a little more, yours is kind of cheerfully attacking him. His was a little bit more somberly attacking him. But yours is The Glorious Coming Lessons of the Mondami Landslide. And, you know, I was talking to Thomas before, the polls are all over the place.
Well, not all over the place, just... He's way, way ahead, or he's just ahead.
Now that I saw one now just in this on my X feed that Cuomo is ahead in some, but those
Cuomo's
are all lying.
That's a push pull.
Those are all lying.
That's a lie.
If you want to make some money, bet on him winning.
Yes.
He's not going to lose.
No. Well, then why do you call the glorious coming lessons of the Mondami landslide? What do you mean by all of that?
Well, first, I call bullshit on the whole thing about all these politicians running around with their hair on fire that, oh, my gosh, this guy might win. New York City, like, unfortunately, far too many places in this country, is basically one-party rule, right? You win the primary, the odds are not 100%, but pretty dang close, you're going to win the general.
Right.
And Colorado.
Yeah, you guys know, I forget, you know, where Pat Schroeder used to be and to get up there in Boulder and comes down into Denver. Yeah, I mean, there are districts like that, and the city's that way. And, you know, they didn't do anything to stop this guy or present a decent alternative.
Right.
He ran in the primary, and lo and behold, he won, which means he is going to be the next mayor. So get over it and don't blame me. I don't want to hear you crying.
Well, and you read all of these things about, oh, everybody's going to flee New York, which, of course, they always say they're going to flee the United States. But one of the things that you talked about and that Robert Spencer talked about is the Islamic connection and saying.
Well, even more so, the Jewish vote for Mondami.
Islamic connection.
Yeah, I mean, well, connection. He is a Sufi Muslim, and he's got all the clerics and everything else behind him. But the last one I saw, they had 43% of the Jewish population is going to vote for Mondami, and 66% of people under 40 who are Jewish going to vote for Mondami. And I think you beautifully put it in your column saying, you know, before you cry about everything, you're getting what you voted for.
Oh, yeah, I mean, exactly. They have, unfortunately, they get very little sympathy from me. I mean, they're clearly voting for an anti-Semite. And then they're going to complain when anti-Semitism goes through the roof. And it most certainly will. I mean, that's, you know, as he spreads his Islamic wings, I think things will get worse there for Jewish people than better. But once again, What do you want me to do about it? You people are the ones that think in tribal ways. I don't think in tribal ways. I think that's an ancient thought that we're society's better off without tribal thinking. But if you're going to think in tribal ways, then don't blame me when your tribe votes for a clear anti-Semite that probably wishes you ill.
Well, again, wishes you ill. I mean, some of the basic, as Robert Spencer's explained, they want to destroy the little Satan, which is Israel, and then the big Satan, which is the United States. I mean, it goes beyond wishing ill, wants to wipe off the face of the earth. And like you said, why would you vote for that?
Well, and Robert Spencer had a good point. He said they identify far more that they're leftists than they're Jewish, except when they want to say anti-Semite. I mean, that's... It's just and somebody else pointed out, which I thought was a good point. So we've got on one side people like Mark Levine screaming and yelling and all upset that on a podcast Tucker Carlson had somebody he considered an anti-Semite not screaming about the fact that an Islamic true anti-Semite is going to take over the biggest city. One of the biggest cities in the world. I mean, it's just, wow.
Talk with about the largest Jewish population outside of Israel, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I hear Jacob says, depends if the Jewish people lie to the pollsters. You know, there's been some talk that some of that, and that some of them actually don't like, you know, lie, don't trust the pollsters. So the polls, maybe still, you know, I don't know. But I think, you know, you made a good point, though, John. It's like if the Democrat Party actually didn't want Mondami in there, they would have found somebody else to run besides Andrew Cuomo, right? I mean, it's like...
Who ran away before the legislature impeached him. You know, that's the best in a city of whatever, 7-8 million, that's the best they can come up with. Now, you know, and you know, anyone that knows, Robert Spencer is great, by the way, but
yes,
anyone that knows anything about Islam and the teachings of Muhammad knows that their hatred of Jewish folks is very, very ingrained. I mean, it's not like some fringe type thing. It is very basic to their belief system. And we don't have time to get into it, but there's reasons for it, but it's insane that any single one of them would vote for him.
Well, and you look
at they don't love Christians too much either, and it appears that there are lots of Christians
who vote for him. Yeah, well, and it's interesting because, you know, you look at, so in New York, they tried to pass some 800,000, and you mentioned this in your column, 800,000 non-citizens be allowed to vote. The court said they can't do that. But that's, you know, that's not going to go away, right? They're going to...
Well, they'll stop it, sure.
Right, and you look at what's happening...
I think Chuck and I are on the same page in this. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nobody illegal in this country can vote in any of our elections.
Yeah, nobody illegally. And you look at what's going on in Europe, where they've allowed this massive Muslim immigration, and you look at what's going on in, what was it, in Michigan, they just stopped, you know, these homegrown Islamic would-be terrorists, I guess, or alleged terrorists. So you see what happens, and now they want to, and then on top of that, now he's a communist too, right? So he wants to... And it's like he's going to destroy the whatever is left of the city. He's going to destroy it economically. And again, it's insane to me. Anyone who's gone to the Department of Motor Vehicles in any state, you know better than to trust the government to do anything. So why would you want to give them grocery stores? I mean, what could go wrong with that, right?
I worked in consulting, and for a long time I worked with beer distributors. So
yeah.
I know the grocery world pretty well because that's around the country. That's a pretty good outlet for them. So I know the grocery world. And I just laughed when I read that. First, there's buying power. There's like 270 King Supers just along the Front Range of Colorado.
Right.
Well, do you
right.
think they have more buying power than the little guy on the corner? You know, of course they do. And if he puts them into these rougher neighborhoods that he's going to help out these poor people, if they don't have very, very aggressive anti-shoplifting, the stores will be empty in a day. I mean,
right.
once word spreads around the neighborhood, hey, there's free chow, you can just go get it. They're, you know,
yeah,
and, you know, telling them to stop's not going to change anything.
No, it's gonna be a nightmare. When you talk about the lessons, because I think one of the things is that I've heard two things. That one, things are going to go so bad in New York City that might be kind of good for the rest of us, that we'll say, okay, no, we don't want to do that. But on the other hand, I've heard the other argument, not argument, but the theory, I guess, that people like in Denver, Colorado, are going to look at that and say, see, they can get a guy like this
We
elected in New York.
got a progressive, but we didn't get an Islamist. That
Right.
was our problem. That's why we didn't have
We need to, more cowbell is what we need.
What do you, so it's, what do you predict when you say the lessons, what do you predict is going to happen in New, I mean, because I think you're right, he's probably going to win. What do you, a year
Well,
from now, what do you see in New York City?
first, there's not a person on the planet that would knowingly get on an airplane that was built ignoring the laws of physics and aerodynamics. Yet they vote for people all the time. This is just an extreme example, who push and advocate policies that have never worked anywhere in the entire world. It's insane. I mean, as I end the piece, I say, look, I can't stop you from going out and eating dirt if you really want to, but don't you expect much sympathy from me when you come back crying that your stomach hurts. So I would guess, I think I heard that, and I like 18,000 people in all of New York pay 80% of the taxes. 80. Well, it won't take too many of them to say, you know what, I'm out of here. And New York City pulls a Detroit, and the tax base erodes. It gets worse and worse. More people leave. It's just a downward spiral. I would expect that to happen. It's a big major city, so it'll still be around, but it'll be a shell of what it was. And it might, we're talking perhaps decades, because everything this guy proposes has never worked anywhere. Then you throw in the Islamic stuff, the anti-Jewish stuff. Maybe one day the people that hold the gay people that hold up gays for Palestine sign will finally realize how idiotic that is. Because I'm certain this guy's getting a lot of the alphabet people vote. And if the Islamics take care or take power, they will not like what comes their way.
No. Well, then Jacob is writing, New Yorkers have been asking for a Mayor Mamdani for a long time. A large population works off the books and they benefit from city services. The one thing they don't do is register to vote, so they won't be found. Of course, so we know how Democrats vote. It's just like, that doesn't matter.
Register.
That doesn't matter. And he says the ultra rich are not going to leave. And that's probably true, right? What's the sad part about this is the ultra rich probably aren't, because they have enough stuff to protect them and they have enough tax loopholes and things like that to
Well, then
protect them.
go tax them to death.
Well, but the people who are going to be screwed are your basic sort of middle class,
Middle class millionaires.
the people who make up though the backbone of any city, right? And the people who do all the work in the city, the people who keep the streets plowed, the people who keep whatever is going on, functioning wise in the stores and the restaurants. And they're the people I think who are really going to be hurt, because I don't get the sense that he's kidding. I don't get the sense that he's just saying this to get elected. I have a feeling that he's gonna, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what his first 100 days look
Well,
like.
but his campaign is almost a parody, of a leftist. I mean, free bus service, yay! Free childcare, yay! Rent freeze, yay! I mean, it's just right down, free, free, free. And everybody, oh yeah, great, 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 great. We love that. We safety, a vibrant economy, jobs.
Though a lot of people talk that way when they talk about, free government this or free that. It's not free. Nothing's free. It just means someone else is paying for it. And
Let's see.
Julie, to your comment, I think what's going to happen is, yes, some of the ultra rich will stay there because an extra few million in taxes isn't going to impact their lifestyle. But what's going to happen are the large firms, the profit makers, are going to leave and take their employees with them. So that puts even more burden on the rich people to pay even more and more. And I think you will find that will end up driving many, many of them out of the state.
Now, you know, if we see things like that happening in Colorado, I mean, even in the restaurant industry, right? I mean, the Glendale Church Chronicle did a story that about the percentage of restaurants that closes in Colorado and that are no longer, I mean, it's like skyrocketed in Denver in particular, right? And they just go to the suburbs, right? If I'm going to open a restaurant and you know, they have
Oh, Denver's getting the legislature make sure that the Denver laws apply to suburbs.
So
So.
they can't, but I mean, you look at what happens. It's like Denver, they've got the minimum wage. They have all the ridiculous regulations. It takes forever to get a permit. So if you're a company, and like you said, there's a trickle effect, but pretty soon I think it becomes sort of a tsunami. Once you have some companies leaving, then other companies follow because they, you know, if they rely on the infrastructure. If you're one kind of company and there are all these other companies that are sort of satellite industries, they all leave too. And as you said, then all of a sudden New York is like
Well,
a
I saw a documentary on Tehran, and in Iran, you know, and the city has gone from 5 million to 10 or 15 million. It's running out of water, you know, but it still exists. Somehow, human beings still exist. I mean, the Islamic government, there is no more incompetent, corrupt government in the world, and yet the city just human beings just crawl along. I think New York City, it'll just crawl along.
Well,
Sure, it'll be an ugly thing, but you know, it'll be there.
like I said, people work black market, and I mean, the criminals will have a good time. Like I said, I think really Detroit is the, it, you know, it took Detroit, I don't know, 40, 50 years to remotely come back from their path. So I think it's going to be somewhat similar here.
Right. Well, and Kathy Stroud, who's coming up, she's a Westminster City Council member.
Not a member yet.
Well, she is. I'm projecting there, but
Projecting,
she's coming on at 3:30. But she said the last time she was in Hungary, she was talking to an older woman who was talking about during World War II, who was lamenting that she had to pay for public transportation. But she says apparently under communist rule, public transportation was free. People were not free, but the transportation was free.
right. It didn't run on time, and it was probably crappy, and all these other things. But hey, it's free.
Well, then Jacob says Detroit was destroyed by the citizens, not the government. Well, that's the thing. I mean, the citizens are the ones who select the government. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. And my guess is, you know, and I think, John, again, you make an excellent point that if the Democrats, I mean, look what they did to Joe Biden, right? It's like if the Democrats really want somebody out of a race or they want somebody in a race, they can make that happen.
That's what the FBI and the Mossad are
Yeah,
for,
exactly.
and
That's
they
right.
bring those
Well,
people
they
in.
could have identified a much better candidate, put a ton of money behind him, and he could have easily won the primary. I mean, it's the same with AOC. AOC waltzed into her district because the guy that was there before was asleep at the wheel, and she went out and tried to get people to vote. I have one request from the Republicans around the country. I want a commitment from all of them. We're not going to bail them out. Nope.
Of
Let them
course
wallow in
we
their own crappy
are. No,
little.
it's going to be
Course
like the
we
cruising
are.
industry, too big to fail. We can't have New York.
Well, this let's just be forget the grocery store. It's just one big SNAP beneficiary for everybody.
That one's opened up a lot of people's eyes, those
Well, my eyes, kind
numbers.
of like every, you know, I go to my next door neighbor. You own SNAP? Oh, sure. We're on SNAP. We're retired, and therefore our income is that. But you're living in a multi-million-dollar house. But so.
Let me segue to that because actually there was something I kind of wanted, if that's okay with you, John. I think you're right. It's like that backfired because I think it opened everybody's eyes. It's like, wait, how many people in Colorado? What's like 600,000 or some ridiculous number? Half the state of Colorado is on SNAP, and you're like, wait a minute. And then you see all these illegal, they're like, there's no illegal aliens on. And it's like, okay, well, maybe a few hundred thousand.
Yeah, well,
You
there
know.
goes it. Exactly.
The
And
lady in Arizona who's been on. Go
they
ahead.
refuse to accept the concept of opportunity cost. That's a problem with politicians across the globe. It's like, you know, a dollar spent here is a dollar not spent there. And they just ignore that. So
Well, yeah,
yeah,
when
well, and
Paul
once again, I work with beer distributors around the country. So I've heard of all the scams. And in most places, it's relatively easy to either find a retailer or just an individual who'll give you 50 cents on the dollar in the SNAP benefits
Yeah.
so you can get some money so you can go buy drugs or alcohol
Sure.
or whatever. There's always a way around things, always.
Oh, well.
So I had another friend who, kind of friend. He gets SNAP, for 25 cents on the dollar. And so he cuts his grocery bill down by 75%. He just goes on the black market. Yeah, they want the drugs. They want the good
Right.
stuff. And so you can get those cards, relatively. There's a whole market for them.
Yep.
Yeah. And I
That
think
there
that's
is.
what people open their eyes. It's sort of like Doge, right? You're like, wait a minute. I mean, you knew there was probably some abuse, but then you look, and then there was that woman who's been on it for like 30 years. That lady in Arizona
Right.
was complaining. It's like, wait a minute. So we'll see about that. But you're right. I mean, New York City is going to be, it's going to be, everything will be that, and it'll be, I don't know. Oh, but back to the point I was making earlier. What I think is interesting, though, is that the Democrats didn't come up with somebody. I think they kind of want to see how this works and then how they implement this in other places, because there
Well,
are
their
places.
problem is they probably don't have any more
No.
palatable. I
There
mean,
was well, they could have an
imported somebody.
article in the Wall Street Journal. This was probably, oh, 10 years ago at least, maybe more, talking about how the left planned to take over the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And they said, they admitted they were willing to lose a few elections, but they're going to take it over first inside, which clearly they've taken over, I don't know, 50% of the Democrat Party inside. And this is just kind of their fruition of that. So once again, let them enjoy the fruits of their labor. I you learn a lot more by getting kicked in the groin than you do by winning sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think some significant groin kicking is coming their way, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy it. I'm against it, but I can't stop people from being stupid.
And that's what you say. I
Well,
mean,
another thing that's stupid, and you brought it up in your article, saying, are we going to finally say, maybe we don't want to have a lot of immigration from Islamic countries and pour in to Dearborn, to Maine, to everywhere else, a lot of Islamists. Really, you can't do that. Separation of church and state. They're freedom of religion. Yeah. Okay. Well, they once they get the majority, they'll solve that little problem because they
yeah,
don't.
800,000 people will be able to vote in New York City next time we look, right? So, hey,
Oh
well,
yeah. Well, like I said, look at the UK if you want to see how that works out.
that's.
Everyone talks like very sober people are talking. It's going to end in a violent civil war, and we
Well.
want to we want to import that. That's no. I'm in my humble opinion, any non-Muslim country that allows any Muslim immigration is stupid. They don't
Yeah.
understand. It's more than a religion. They don't understand it. They're very clear about it.
Right.
And they are not coming to assimilate. They're coming to take over.
There was a British politician, Enoch Powell, who would be 50 years from now, who said the immigration, more or less, said immigration would result in rivers of blood. It's called a rivers of blood speech, for which he was kicked out of politics. And you're racist, you're everything else. Boy, is he ever
Right.
coming through.
Yeah. Well, John, listen, let me, because we'll let you go here now. Where, as always, I'd like to give you a chance, because I know you're published everywhere, but you've got your latest column is up in American Thinker, and I think you've had a couple of others since then too. But where can people find out more about you and
It was good stuff.
read your
Yeah.
columns?
See, I've been in a surly mood, so I've been throwing a lot of stuff to American Thinker. So I really don't have any. I used to have a website and all, but just search my name, John Conlin, Conlin, and I'm not too hard to find. There's a lot of articles out there.
All right, John, thank you for your time and
Great to
thank you
talk
for
to
your
you,
great
John.
column. Yeah, we'll see what happens
Thank
on
you
next.
too, and keep giving everyone grief.
All
All
right,
right.
thank you.
All
Okay, bye.
And Jacob is like, don't get me riled up about SNAP. And then you talk about Venezuela. If Maduro is removed and the Venezuelans move back, won't be good for the Democrats. Back to the New York, well, and the election in Colorado too. It's interesting. We'll see what, I bet you $1 billion that the crazy people in Denver approve all of the vibrant Denver stuff,
Vibrant, yeah.
even though Denver's not vibrant, even though Denver had
Well, they
more
pull out.
money.
See, what Denver did traditionally is that every 10 years they would come up with a wish list of things to do, and they'd put it under a bond, and the bond would pay off in 10 years, approximately, or pay it off early in 10 years, and then they do another whole wish list of things. But you know, why bother with that? So the last one we had was like 5 years ago. They said, well, screw that. Let's add on to it, and we'll make it half the time. And of course, the brilliant people over the Denver Post go, oh yeah, but this, so we need this new stuff.
Because
Oh
we're not paying
sure,
our rent anymore in the building.
yeah,
Well,
that's right. What happened to that building?
and here's the thing, and this kind of segues into our people coming up. So we were down playing golf yesterday, and I was driving back along Spear Boulevard, basically between like Downing and Sixth Avenue where it joins. The whole almost the entire area was lined with, it was a homeless camp, is what it was, right?
A beautiful,
No, I mean,
big, beautiful homeless
Spear
camp.
Boulevard, as you documented historically, was a
What's
beautiful.
going to the City Beautiful movement? Now we've got the City Ugly
I
movement.
mean, you couldn't. I mean, you risk you would be it'd be dangerous to ride on the bike path there,
Oh,
right? I
yeah.
mean, God knows what that's doing. And so that's vibrant. It's like, I'm sorry.
I think it's a great
And I
phrase.
mean, it had
Who
been
thought that up?
they
It's
cleaned
great.
that up. But I mean, the old Fox 31 where I used to work, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be a
It
homeless encampment.
Well, not anymore because they've barricaded it,
Well,
right?
I
They
know, but
put
they're gonna
chain
build a
fences.
shithouse apartment out of it, aren't
Oh,
they?
that's Channel 7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're going to do that. Yeah, the homeless have taken over it. But it's just ridiculous when you look at that. And I just thought, if you were, I mean, because we've traveled and we've been in other cities, and but I mean, sometimes you see that in cities. But this is the heart of Denver, where
All
there's,
the better.
yeah,
All
I
the
mean,
better.
if you were driving by, you'd be like, number one, you would hope that your car didn't break down. Number one.
Strip bare in
It was
about
just, and there were
5 minutes.
people on the fentanyl where they were doing that thing on crank where they just kind of hang over like that. I
I
mean,
like that. I like that look.
and it was the whole way.
Yeah.
So I
Nothing
don't
better.
know. So
Nothing
yeah, if you're
better.
Denver, go ahead and vote for the vibrant Denver stuff. But that kind of leads me in. We're going to start with Bruce Baker, then we're going to bring up Kathy Stroud. Oh, yeah, Thomas is like they have their own vibrant culture, Julie. We have to protect all cultures. We've got Bruce Baker, who is one of our favorite politicians. He really fights the fight, right? And he tells truth straight up, basically. So Bruce, go ahead and unmute
Too much
yourself.
so.
Yeah, go ahead and unmute yourself if you want to do
There he
that.
is.
If you can unmute, there you go. But that's the kind of thing you guys want to prevent from happening to Westminster, right? Where you drive along and you see just this whole stretch, blocks and blocks and blocks of just like this, what a horrific homeless encampment.
Well, it is because we still have hope.
Yeah.
Kathy Stroud, Jeremy, okay, Nuanez and myself, we still have hope that we can fix this. And as far as preventing it, we're far too late, Kathy. They've done one terrible thing after the next,
So,
and
they
it's
got many
just.
more. Bruce is running against two people, and it's kind of the evil ends of a bad horseshoe.
I like that analogy. That's good because it is two ends of the horseshoe. And the real definitive thing is I'm against the sales tax, and both of them are for it.
Well, they're
And
for
what's
the
so
same benefit.
crazy is we're a rich city. We've got more than enough money to do anything they want to, and we just got to stop it. And I cannot encourage people enough. Please vote. Your
Yes.
vote does make a difference.
Well, in this election, for
Yeah,
sure.
exactly. Because, I mean, in local elections like this, it's not like there's millions of votes, right? And it's
No,
and
there are not. There are like thousands. And that's the big challenge is we're sort of a medium-sized city, and we've got anywhere between 60 and 75,000 voters. And not all of them are going to vote. They
Not half of them are, not half of
have
them.
lost hope. They have become hopeless. But it makes a difference in this election. And if we can get 15,000 votes, we can win this thing.
Right. Well, and
We
it's
can win it.
important.
Kathy can win it. Jeremy can win it. And then we can join Christine Ireland on council. What a trooper she is.
Right.
And we can change the path of this council because right now this city is run by the paid staff, and there's no
Wait,
way to hold them
which
accountable for
staff?
the terrible decisions they've made, whether
I
it's the
just checked on
water
the
plant,
superintendent.
whether it's the new downtown, whether it's the fire department, whether it's the police department. They've made horrible choices, and they're never held accountable.
Yeah, the I just checked in the city manager's salary, which I thought was
$342,000 plus
up to
benefits, you
it's
can't
up
even imagine.
it's up to 492. You haven't checked lately.
The gross check 2 days ago. Yeah.
It's at 492 now. So
You guys coming in, so
don't
they've
worry
really
about the,
increased.
don't worry about a miserly 365 is up to 492.
Well, and Bruce, here's the thing that I want to point out about guys, and we'll bring Kathy on here in a second. But you're right. This it, and it's not just Westminster. It's a lot of medium-sized cities are run by the staff because it's
Absolutely
the
true.
most. It's not like Denver, where the city council gets paid a ton and it's very, very political and it's viewed as a political stepping stone, and they have various
Well,
political.
here it is also used as a stepping stone.
Oh, the
I can name you
Democrats.
four people
Yes.
who said they wanted to be on council, they wanted to protect the city, and then they just stepped
Right.
up the ranks.
No, you raise a good point. That's a Democrat strategy. They then the a legislator quits, they fill in there. I mean, it's the Emily's List people, right? And then they do it. But basically, though, the staff runs it, and that's why we need people like you and Kathy and Jeremy on there, because I think a lot of those city council members just might aren't paying attention. Some of
They're
them,
lazy,
right?
Julie. They're lazy. They don't do their homework. They don't even look at the kinds of things. And then you add that on, and they're timid.
Yes.
They're timid, and they won't assert their authority. Well, the voters ask them to run it, and then they don't run it.
Right, exactly. And Kathy, let's bring you on now. Kathy Stroud is running for city council, and go ahead and unmute yourself. And one of the things I wanted to ask you,
I'm
Kathy.
glad you got the curtains pulled down there, Kathy.
Yes.
The sun came in.
Yeah, that was blinding last time.
I did some door knocking and walking with you, and that was one of your big things too. I mean, we were talking before about just the cesspool that's become Denver, and you're like, we don't want to become a little Denver. And how has that resonated with people?
I think a lot of people agree. They moved here in the suburbs. I mean, if they wanted Denver, they would have gone 15 miles south, but they didn't. And I've always told people, yeah, we're right between Boulder and Denver, 15 miles from both. We're in a nice little cushy area. We're insulated.
Yeah.
It's nice. And if we want to go to the big city, we got it there. Or if we wanted to go have some university lifestyle, we'd go up to Boulder. And I mean, there's been a few people that are like, oh yeah, we like the density. And I'm like, all right, well, but they can't afford Denver, so they want to bring that here. So there have been a few, but most people are like, what's going on?
Right.
When they see all the buildings going up and the bulldozers happening and then all the open space, it's like, well, aren't we the open space town? That's why I moved here. I love
Right.
the open space.
Right. Well,
And
they're building
where's
that.
it going?
As Chuck said, they're building a ski resort or a ski mountain. I think they're 92nd and 104th and Sheridan. It's like this is giant.
Black Diamond.
It's gonna
You got
be
the greens.
well, and they're killing the little prairie dogs.
Right.
I
Well,
mean, they're for where that water plant's going, I think they're poisoning them all. Isn't that right, Bruce? I mean, I think that's what I heard.
it's like.
I don't know. I don't know any of the details out. I always thought that they had to vacuum suck them up, but what do I know?
Well, I run there. There's
No.
still a bunch of them there. But Bruce, let
That's
me
good.
just talking about the staff. So this is a while ago. I was bemoaning the fact that, oh, I know what, I had some yard work done, and the guy was like, okay, well, we fertilize it, so you have to water it. And I'm like, oh my God, my water bill was already $1 million. I'm like, if I water it like one more 10-minute spurt, my water bill's gonna go to $3 million. And he was saying, well, yeah, that's just the way it is in Westminster now. And he was talking about all of his clients. He said, you have to get used to having these god-awfully, whether you can eat or pay your water bill. And I thought to myself, that's why we need to vote for Kathy and Jeremy and Bruce, because we don't have to get used to that kind of nonsense. That can be fixed, right?
It's going to be really hard now
Yeah.
because we've now taken on $210 million worth of debt. But there is no, if we're inventive, if we think, if we look at alternatives, like, I mean, that gets right back to the fire department. 3 years ago, when I was on council, I gave them an alternative for emergency medical of the response. a viable, workable alternative. We didn't even look at it. Staff didn't like it.
So, well, and it is just like, it's, yeah, I mean, it can be fixed by, you find other ways. It's like any family budget, right? You have to decide. And I think that, and Kathy, I heard you talk to people about that too. It's like, you have to live within your means. And when you're a city staff, you don't really have any means. It's all other people's money. And so you don't have to worry about it, but the rest of us have to worry about it.
Well, we should be on a fixed budget. I mean, it's the taxpayer money. I mean, when you get on a city council or and you're managing all that tax money, it's not a free for all. You shouldn't be like tossing it in the air and rolling around in it. You should be actually going, okay, what are the needs? Let's finance the needs. Is this the best way to finance the needs? If something seems out of kilter from what your thoughts are of what you think it ought to be spent, you look into it. You find the most efficient way. You get the best value for the dollar. Once you
get
your
even
needs
more, it goes back to what this job is. This job is public service, and the staff has forgotten that. Staff has other priorities, whether it's a 4-day work week or whether it's bringing their fantasies to life. Remember that whole new downtown. I mean, I was elected 12 years ago to council, and my whole focus was stop the new downtown, because that has been a disaster.
Well, there is no
government
downtown.
Should not.
We got
be
a new
developing.
Apartment house, new Section 8 house.
Yeah, it looks like Section 8 house. I mean, it's
and no parking.
No parking, and it's not finished. If you look at it, it looks like a construction zone. So that's been a. And when I gather, they can't get anybody to come there. Well, Bruce,
there's one good thing about. Certainly, I know it about Bruce because he's lived in that. I certainly believe about Kathy, and I hope it's about Jeremy. But 4 years ago, in a miracle, with everybody working incredibly hard after suffering under the aegises of Democrats, we elected almost a supermajority of Republicans, and within
five of the seven members were Republican, and it made a promise not to build that water plant.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't live up to it very long. And then all of a sudden,
no, they did not.
I mean, you know, a lot of people go, hey, great, I'd like to be part of city government. And I said, hey, I live in the planning commission. I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. And the mayor announced that, no, there'll be no change of anything. Nothing changes. It may be. Yeah.
Change anything?
Yeah, don't change anything. We got an R beside our name, but it's not on the ballot, and they got a D. But nothing changes. And they go, oh, okay. Okay, we're glad we worked our bones off it. We're glad we contributed to your campaigns, and we're glad we did all that. But they said, no, we're just going to be exactly the same as the Democrats. You know, wow, what about our water bill? Water bill, smart bill, here's 12 cents. You know, take that and suck on it. I mean, it's just kind of like oh. But, you know.
And that's why I'm so excited for the results.
Yes.
Because we'll have four people who have the same vision and the same work ethic and the same courage.
Yes.
And we're going to deliver on the promises we make.
Well, and a final question, I guess, for both of you. And, but one of the things I don't, I mean, I, you know, I think most people probably couldn't tell you who the mayor of Westminster is if they live
Correct.
In Westminster, or what she stands for anything. I mean, I think one of the things that we really need right now, I mean, it's fine when things are rolling along and we're looking, you know, and everything. So, but we're looking what they're doing in the legislature and how that's impacting the city. I think we need leadership, you know what I mean, from the mayor's office and from the council, not just people who show up on every other Tuesday night or whatever it is and vote for whatever the staff tells. But I mean, I think we need true leadership and people who are willing to stand up and say, no, I mean, you know, and publicly say, here's what the Democrats in the Colorado legislature are trying to do to Westminster, right? Or here's what this developer is trying to con us into it. And I think that's a kind of thing, Bruce and Kathy, that I think both of you and Jeremy too would offer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things I will bring, is I will bring ideas and a vision, and then we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kathy, how about you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I've always had good vision, and I'm a good leader, but more than that, I can distinguish between wants and needs. And let's get down to brass tacks. We have X amount of money. We need to do this with it. The city, you know, what's our city's function? I mean, let's go back to the basic. What is the city there for? Let's fill those needs. All those wants, that's icing. That's when we're like rolling around in money and we don't know what to do with it.
But it's really rat poison. I mean, the water plant is not icing; it's rat poison, and a lot of the
other poison.
Yeah, a lot of the other things that the Democrats want and their Republican rhino, it's just rat poison. I mean,
it's a wish list, is what it is. It's a fantasy. It's a fantastic wish list. If we were Elon Musk and had all the money in the world.
But it's not good wishes. We want more parks. Right. We want this. No, we want to take care of the homeless. Oh, yeah. And we want those fire guys working an hour a year. They shouldn't have to work. Well, I mean, just get them on SNAP benefits and they'll be all set. All ready to kind of go. We need more of them. Yeah, we need more fire stations. And we need more. I mean, no, I wish it was wants and needs. It's. What is good, if it was a wish list, I mean, if downtown wasn't such a developer's whoredom of just apartment houses, oh, you want a downtown? Sure, we'll have a mixed use, you know.
And that's what it is too, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's just a ghetto.
Yeah.
And there's like business space on many of the ground floors there.
All right.
And more than a third of it, almost a half of it, is empty vacant space. Because what businessman would want to go there?
Oh, yeah. No.
No place to park?
Yeah, I was going to say, even if you do, you can't park, right? So
Right. I wish it was
a grand vision for wonderful things for Westminster. But they don't plan wonderful things. They don't plan anything wonderful. They just plan to bring you misery. You know, more money, more misery we can bring to your home.
Let me then final kind of wrap it up. Bruce, is your final thoughts and Kathy, your final thoughts then on this, you know, go
there, vote. The night before the election, which I still haven't voted in yet.
I did.
What?
I know.
What?
Final.
Don't worry. It's
final thoughts.
Right?
Final thoughts. Elections are important. Yes. Please vote. We have a chance. We have a real meaningful chance. Kathy and I and basically Jeremy are on the good side of the sales tax. I mean, a really typical family is going to pay $100 to $200 more a year when they don't have to. Mm-hmm. Put yourself first, voters. Put yourself first.
Okay. Kathy?
I agree. Voting is so important. There have been races decided with under 100 votes in the balance. So if you thought your vote didn't count, it actually does. And you have until 7 o'clock tomorrow night to get your ballot in, but do it before then, just in case they close the doors early. They shouldn't, but I would.
They want to take a little time off.
I would get it in today just to be on the safe side.
That's right.
But all tomorrow right. For sure, I'd shoot for like 5 p.m. because you just never know. The system can go down.
But now,
I don't leave anything to the last minute like that. But it really is important to vote. I mean, you can't moan and groan about what's going on in your city if you didn't have a say in who you elected to run
this
it.
This is your say. This is your chance.
All right, guys, thank you for running.
Thank you both.
For all your hard work. Good
thank
luck.
You.
Hopefully we'll be up for victory. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bruce Baker, Kathy Stroud. And I think that holds true for every municipal election too.
No, this one's particularly important. Yeah, they're all important, but this one is particularly important.
The New York City. And we have to see, we've got some comments here from Jacob. The chutzpah of the Denver City Council is when they write a ballot measure for a bond issue, they write it as this without raising taxes.
Yeah.
Denver would like to borrow a bazillion dollars. What's a bond repayment amount, not taxes? Oh, and then Mark Hamden. So if you guys haven't checked this out, he's got a great website. It's We the People Network. It's WTPnetwork.net. And he's talking about what the Islamic sleuther, Britain's roadmap to America, to America's nightmare takeover. Yeah. That's going back to the Mondami thing. Well, and what they're trying to do here. I think, first you need to vote and you will. Don't worry, Kathy and Bruce, I'll make sure that Chuck votes. I'll stand there and say, vote, vote, vote. And there's so many easy places anymore. I mean, they make it, you know.
And you can just pick up a couple of ballots on the way, fill them in the way you want to.
No,
Don't
that's
even
in New
think
York
about
City. That's in New York
it.
City,
That's
right?
right.
Well, we'll see when we come Wednesday. I mean, it should be pretty interesting on Wednesday.
If they win, we'll tell you. If they don't, we'll just not
But I
worry.
mean, even looking at what happens in New York, right? I
Well,
think.
why do you keep on saying that? Election's over. Why don't you? New Jersey, yes. New Jersey could be an incredibly important race these days.
Okay, and now, but well, you're right. You let me finish there. I mean, the race is going on all over, right? And it's looking good, sort of, for Republicans.
No, it's not really looking good,
It's
no.
not? How's it
Virginia
looking?
looking awful. It appears that the Spanberger, who's cheated at Annapolis, is going to win going away. New Jersey, all the polls are for the Democrat, although it's close, and so that one is possible. New York is over. And I'm not sure what other elections there are nationally, but no, it does not look particularly good for
Well,
Republicans.
and then finally, for in Colorado, once again, vote no on LL
Just
and
vote no
MM. Don't
everywhere.
vote on everything. That's just.
Whatever town you're in, whatever burg you're in, whatever,
It's
just vote
safer. Just
no.
vote no. Well, those are the ones that they say they're for the kids. And whenever they say it's for the kids, it's not. It's for somebody to get rich. Hey, that'll wrap it up for us today. We will know. Wednesday should be a pretty interesting
Yeah,
day.
it should be.
We'll
Hopefully,
see you
we'll have
then.
Bruce and Kathy back on, but we'll see.
And I already have a funny video for Party Wednesday. So,
Uh-oh. Uh-oh,
all
everybody. You
right.
have to come back now.
All right. We'll see you all later. Bye,
Bye-bye.
everybody. Bye, everybody on Zoom.